Welcome to the News Corp European Open podcast on the 17th of November 2025. Asia-Pac stocks traded mostly lower after the mixed Wall Street lead, with sentiment subdued following US President Trump's comment that further tariff rollbacks are unnecessary. European equity futures are pointing to a quite open, with Euro stocks 50 futures unchanged after Friday's 0.9% cash decline. US equities were pressured by ongoing AI valuation concerns but paired most losses, with the S&P 500 and Nasdaq closing flat, the Russell 2000 outperforming and the Dow lagging. Energy, tech and real estate led modest gains. The S&P 500 closed down 0.05% at 6,734, Nasdaq up 0.06% at 25,008, Dow down 0.65% at 47,147, and Russell 2000 up 0.22% at 2,388. Other key US equity news to keep an eye on is that Apple is preparing for Tim Cook to step down as soon as next year, with John Turner seen as his likely successor, while Google will invest $40 billion in Texas data centers. On FedSpeak, Logan said she supported the September rate cut, but wouldn't back another in December without clear disinflation or labor weakness. Bostic said the economy isn't moving toward Fed targets, while Moran argued for further rate cuts, calling policy too tight given moderating inflation and wages. Williams convened a meeting with banks over a key lending facility. On the trade front, US Treasury Secretary Bessent said the China rare earths deal will hopefully be done by Thanksgiving, and that Washington has many levers if Beijing doesn't comply. Trump reiterated no need for further tariff rollbacks and told US-China talks continue soybeans. The US also reached a framework deal with Switzerland, with $200 billion in planned investments and reciprocal tariffs capped at 15%. USTR Greer said trade deals with other Western countries are close. In terms of the US data schedule, the USBLS announced that September employment data, NFP, will be released on November 20th, 2025, with September real earnings due on November 21st. In FX, the dollar index firmed to 99.47, with markets pricing a 60-40 chance of no Fed cut in December. The euro slipped below 116, cable fell under 131.50, and dollar-yen hovered near 154.50. The Aussie and Kiwi were subdued, and the PBOC fixed the yuan at 7.0816. In fixed income, treasuries were steady ahead of FOMC minutes and delayed data releases. German debt was softer but found support near 128.50, while Japanese debt futures weakened before recovering post-GDP data. In commodities, crude futures fell as Russia's Novorossiysk port reopened, easing supply fears. Gold edged higher, copper was softer, and Bitcoin briefly erased all 2025 gains, dropping to near 93,000. Geopolitical tensions remained high. Israel's forces raided the West Bank, as Defense Minister Gallant said, a US-led force will disarm Hamas. Iran seized a commercial vessel, which the US called illegal. Meanwhile, Russia's Novorossiysk port resumed loadings, Ukraine struck a Russian refinery, and Japan sought to ease tensions with China. Looking ahead, highlights include US NY Fed manufacturing, Canadian CPI. Speakers include Fed's Williams, Jefferson, Kashkari, Waller, ECB's Lane, Villeroy, De Guindos, Cipollone, Bozeman, Barks, Kozicki. Thank you for listening. For up-to-date market news and access to the exclusive analyst chat, please check out the service.